The following program was paid for by the Bianchi Law Group, LLC. The views and opinions expressed in this program do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of WMTR. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major decision. Robert A. Bianchi Esquire and David J. Bruno Esquire are New Jersey Supreme Court certified criminal trial attorneys of the Bianchi Law Group, LLC, handling criminal defense, domestic violence, and municipal court cases with a team of former prosecutors who fight the government when they charge their clients with crimes. 8 Campus Drive, Suite 105, Parsippany, New Jersey, 07054, 862-210-8570. So you've come here for the truth. Well, we've got the truth and nothing but the truth. Two of New Jersey's well-known former prosecutors bring you real-life encounters and candid conversations from thought-provoking guests ranging from all walks of life. Here you will find how today's thought leaders in their industries faced immense challenges and adversities with captivating stories ending in personal triumph and ultimate success. Come here for the truth and to know your most important rights, the right to live a fulfilled life, and your right to be your own success. Here are your hosts, Robert A. Bianchi and David J. Bruno.
Welcome to another episode of WMTR, Nothing But the Truth, with your hosts, Bob Bianchi and Dave Bruno. As you know, Dave, this show is talking about the truth of really uber successful people, both in a professional world, the personal world. We've had some great guests on. We promised you some awesome ones in 2022. We couldn't start a better season than with J.T. Fox, the man, serial entrepreneur, good friend of the Bianchi Law Group, and Dave and myself. Dave, we're so excited to have JT on the show. Give us a little bit of the background of JT, although it is so hard to put JT in just a matter of a few words, David.
And he's actually one of the inspirations of this show. So JT, we wouldn't be here without you, buddy.
But Dave is unbelievable. Not just an unbelievable businessman. He is dropping like truth bombs, wisdom.
JT Fox, let me just give it a little intro, JT. Thank you, JT. JT Fox is a private equity fund manager, a serial entrepreneur of many companies across all sectors, an investor in companies and property, and considered the world's number one wealth and business coach. JT Fox has been described by Apple co-founder Steve Wozniak as, quote, the closest thing to Steve Jobs he has ever met, end quote. Although a great compliment in JT's eyes, no one will ever come close to one of his biggest inspirations to success. He has business interests in over 54 countries and is a media personality, having his own self-syndicated radio show called The JT Fox Show in the United States and Canada, and which now has moved to his highly popular Millionaire Flix platform. He has appeared on major news networks across the globe, in addition to features in Forbes and various print magazine covers, as well as multiple radio shows. Thank you, JT Fox, for coming, and welcome to Nothing But the Truth.
That's a long bio. I figured we got to cut that down on my end.
Yeah, JT, I want to start off with the term relevant rich. And I've heard you tell the story about your boy, partner, and billionaire Tycoon X out of Chicago that taught you this phrase, and speak to our audience about it.
Well, the idea is rich with relevance. I remember this story, and I almost didn't rent an office because I was in my office place in Chicago and everything was just kind of shut down. But sometimes as an entrepreneur, we just need a place to go, right? Like to clear ahead or to come up with ideas, and there's always a lot of distractions. So they had these little offices within our buildings. And of course, they were cheap. And during the pandemic, they doubled in prices and there was only one left. And I'm debating. So I said, it's fine, I'm going to take it. And then one day, this big guy comes in. I'm in the bathroom. He's loud voice. I'm like, what do you do? And he goes, I own the building. I'm like, oh. And I'm like, and I start talking. And then he says to me, you're saying a lot of things, but I have no idea what you're talking about. Like, what are you saying? And horrible first impression. I'm stuttering and maybe the pandemic, especially the start, you know, just, you know, you're off your game. And I went to bed at night and I felt like completely kind of like upset with myself that I didn't make a good impression. So next day I came in and click his office. I'm knocking the door, you know, and it's closed because of COVID, you know, and he's looking at me, rolls his eyes. You could tell he's like, what now? So I'm like, I just want to say I made a bad impression. I'm sorry. He goes, so what? I'm like, yeah, I just want to tell you. And he goes, what's the last time you gave a sandwich to the homeless? When's the last time you went out there and you gave something without ever getting credit, right? Rich with relevance. right? You really have, you're rich when you can give something to someone without ever knowing that it's you. You're rich when you can have a private plane or all this stuff without bragging about it on social media. And he goes, and then it hit me. And I'm like, I'll do it. And he could roll his eyes. And I went to Whole Foods, which was next door to my building, which is kind of crazy because like I was like, do they want organic, the homeless? Like I was going because, you know, Whole Foods is whole paycheck, right? You get like it's 30% more. And I've like really thought about walking 15 minutes away to the other grocery store. And I'm like, ah, so I buy it. I had made sandwiches in the longest time. So then I go in there and I give sandwiches with an apple and chips to like 20 homeless people. And out of the 20, only 3 people said yes. And I was kind of upset. I said, thank you. I was just kind of upset about that at first. So then I see him say, hey, I did it. You know, like you said, he goes, what happened being rich with relevance about doing it without, but I'm like, I'm just telling you what I did. He goes, again, doing something without anybody knowing, including me. Now, what I did not know after the fact is that he actually saw me giving out because he was driving, actually saw me, but he didn't tell me that until like months later. And so for the next like few months, that's what I did every Friday and I dropped it off. And I also learned about that it doesn't matter if they say thank you, they just need it. Just some people don't know and some people are broken, right? And the system is there and it doesn't matter whether they say yes or not because it's not about my feelings, it's about theirs. And, you know, one day he walked by my office and he goes, he heard me talk and he's like, you know what, what are you doing? And so I'm like, you know, I'm just helping some people. And, he go, and then I said, he goes, well, maybe I'd like to talk to them. But he goes, I don't want my name known. I don't like, you know, I mean, it's not what I do. I'm not like you. I have no interest of being on the radar. And then he starts speaking and no one knows his name. He's a billionaire, but no one knows his name. And it's kind of ironic because we just kind of got used to it. But the way you talk, you could tell it's a whole different level. And then one day he just called me and we just became business partners. And now we're business partners now. And one, if I had not gotten that office, this wouldn't happen. Number two, I could have been like, oh, the guy's being an a-hole. You know, he's like making me bad. If I had not felt bad about it and trying to make it right a second time, if I had not gone and give the sandwich to the homeless, then I wouldn't be where I am here today. And so I think that's the point with action, right? Action is not something you say, it's something you do. If you don't do X, whatever X is, who could I have met? Like maybe people listening to this show right now, who could have inspired? Who are some of you here going to come to the founders? You know, JT Fox 2X, JT Fox double X founders.com. Like, and we might do business together or you might be in my network and see all these billionaires and celebrities I'm part of because whoever I know, you get to know. But you know this, by listening to the show or by me going there, something happened and nothing happens if we don't say yes.
Yeah, you know, we live so much by that philosophy that our careers, JT, I emphasized this when I was the prosecutor and throughout my whole career, is all the great things we can do for people that we don't have to tell anybody about, but we're making a huge difference in their lives and the rippling effect going forward. So that definitely resonates with us. And I think this is part of your mega success event. I'd like you to talk to a little bit about that. I mean, we were very honored that you would have us on stage. And honestly, I'm not going to lie to you, JT. We know you and we respect you and the coaching you do. But we had no idea what we were walking into when we went to Mega Success. And like Dave said, we were just blown away. And then after seeing everyone you had on the stage that you would include us was a great honor. And I think we did okay, but it was a little bit probably outside the queue of what you normally have up there because you had like billionaires, entertainers, you had a lot of really high power people. Talk to us about that.
Well, the idea is this. I mean, we had people from 60 plus countries because of the pandemic, we probably would have had over 72. We couldn't have a New Zealand and a lot of Asian countries, right? So normally we'd do 72 to 80 countries from all over the world. And the idea is if you put like-minded individuals in a room together, A, we can all learn from each other. We can all work together. We can all benefit together. And that's the concept of relational capital. But sometimes people can't relate to the billionaire. Right. And by listening to you guys, two attorneys who, by the way, most attorneys work in their business rather than on their business. And most attorneys are not on TV as much as you are. Most attorneys don't even spend money on advertising because their business is based on referrals. Although you guys do get a lot of referrals, you know, you generate because you go where the client doesn't even know who you are, which, by the way, takes a lot of time, a lot of money, and it requires a new skill. Right. It takes a skill to practice law. Now, all of a sudden, now you got to have a skill about, hey, you know, now I got to create marketing and marketing is not easy, right? You can throw money into, and it goes into a black hole. 5,000 go in the social media there. And I remember there was a time where marketing wasn't working for you all of a sudden in the middle of the pandemic in the summer, just because Google changed the algorithm. just like that, boom, right? You build this whole system. And just like the law, sometimes you have the cases and you are 100% right on the law. You're 100% right on the argument. But for some reason, a judge sees it differently, which you're like, huh? Because the problem with common sense, it's not as common as you and I think. And so you have to learn to adapt and pivot. And you have to realize the fundamental premise is that life is not fair. Like, this just, like, something happened to me on a social media platform, which, you know, they shadow banned me and then they just banned me for no reason. I mean, just no, I did nothing wrong, did not violate the terms of service. And now obviously we're in litigation. But the whole thing is we can do whatever we want, whenever we want, however we want, with no consequences. You know, it's just the world. And people are like, are you upset? Of course I'm upset. But I realized that that's just life, right? Every time you're successful and you're trying to do something great, right, there's someone who wants to take it away, or you have a roadblock. So you can't cry about it. You got to go next deal, next client, next opportunity. Because if you just dwell in your own sorrow, you're never going to grow as a human being. And I think that's growth that I probably wouldn't kind of had earlier on in my ages. But that's what happens when I get coaching. They just say, hey, let it go, on to the next one. Because that rage fuels me to do better. But it used to, the rage used to like paralyze me where I obsess over it, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, that's we always talk about the difference between being a victim and a victor in the face of, you know, being an.
I can't stand the victim. I mean, if it's meant to be, it's up to me. And by the way, we complain about what we have. But imagine you live in Africa, which I've been many times and have done a lot of business there. And you live in the middle of Africa and you have to walk 2 hours to get water. You're born with no air conditioning, no heating in a house with 12 people. And, you know, you don't always have food and some very and they're happy. And they, or they just want an opportunity. We were born in the United States of America. We're lucky. You know, there's a lot of people who don't have the very freedoms that we have, or the American dream, or the even the ability to listen to this, right? Whether they're driving a car, a lot of people can't afford a car. So, or wherever they're listening to this as well. So I think sometimes the problem with society now is that we take things for granted. And I do like this JFK quote, ask not what your country can do for you, but ask what you can do for your country. And it just seems that everybody has their hand out, everybody's pointing fingers, and everybody wants everything done the way they want it done without contributing back. And I think that's what makes it divisive. And I don't think it's going to change anytime soon. So that's just the world that we live in here today, and we got to have to keep changing.
Yeah, well said. You know, another takeaway from mega success is value. I mean, that's one thing about JT Fox, delivering value and not showing off the money that you have. I mean, we talk about this no fluff, JT Fox, let's go, right? Talk to us a little bit about that. We, as a coach and people out there trying to be influencers, we don't need the planes and the yachts and all the stuff that they have.
Even if we do, you have to take a look at it. When I started businesses, the model was in effect Warren Buffett, right? The dude was worth like $60 billion, he's worth $100 billion now. But show how much wealth has increased in the last 10 years. And he drives a Cadillac, which he had for a long time. He lives in the same house. You know, he's a no frills type guy, right? And now we live in a society, which is what's called a social media society, where everyone's showing their planes, their helicopters, they're loud, they're obnoxious. But what happens is they're getting attention that way, but they may not be attracting quality. And the way I take a look at it, if Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos don't post about their stuff, why would I post? And the only reason people are posting stuff like that is number one, to either fake it till they make it, to impress people that, oh, wow, look, I'm successful because of that. But then when you look at, you peel the onion, you realize it's a bunch of fugazis, fakes, or they're trying to sell their product, which ironically, that's how they got all that stuff because people bought them a product to try to say, look, I'm successful, I have that. And that's a very dangerous. I think young people are impressionable. They have this whole idea on YouTube's like, what's that? I got a stack of money and then, you know what I mean? Like that. And that's not what wealth is about. And I partner with many billionaires and I do business with some of the world's most successful people. They're not like that. They don't talk like that. They don't act like that. So it's become sort of a YouTube nation of, or social media, get rich quick. And, you know, I have social media as part of branding and positioning, but you know, it's just quality wise, it's just not where it should be. So I'd rather have less clients, as you see. You know, we could add 10,000 people if I had a different message at the conference, but we had less people, but all my people are qualified. So quality over quantity of people, but it's about the right messaging. Because eventually, all that fakery is like hot air. It's like helium. It eventually goes away.
Yeah, well said, JT.
Wow. Yeah, JT, just one or two more questions before we conclude this, but talk to us a little bit about if you can give a couple of pointers to those folks that are out there listening to this who want to get in the game, but they're afraid? Like, what is the mindset that they need? And what would you provide to them? What advice and what could you do for them to be able to get them in that game so that they can start having some financial freedom?
Well, if the people want some free coaching, then go to my Instagram official at JT Fox, JT Fox double X. The point is there's always going to be fear, but if you fear nothing, they fear you. Anything you do for the first time, first date, first business, first trial, first time you put money for marketing, you're always going to be afraid of, you're afraid of the unknown. You do anything five times, the fear goes away. First day at school, 5 days later, you're not nervous. You know, fifth trial, you're not that nervous. Fifth marriage, you're not that nervous because you know what's going to happen. So the point is, it's only a fear at the first. But most people have a fear of trying. And there's three types of things inside us. You have fear, fire, and permafrost. Fear is the thing that stops dreams, makes people overthink, procrastinate, come up with excuses. Fire is that passion, enthusiasm that I have, that both of you have, that many people that are watching this still have. And then the permafrost is there's something frozen inside us. It could be a past relationship, past failure, our parents. And if we try to put good soil on top of the permafrost, it's still frozen. And so we have to de-thaw the permafrost. Whatever you're weak at, that's why you're not earning your worth. Whatever's frozen inside, eventually it de-thaws and it consumes you. Now, the fire will often burn the fear off, but it will never replace the permafrost. And so we are our own best asset, but also our own worst enemy.
Wow. You know, we had Bruce Buffer on the show as well, a friend of yours, and he talked about mistakes and learning from mistakes. And I think that's the theme here is we're going to make mistakes and hopefully they're not too critical, but learning from those mistakes, getting past them and being resilient.
Well, Dave,
a wise man learns from his mistakes while a genius learns from other people's mistakes, right? It's okay to make one mistake as long as you don't repeat it. So I think mistakes and failure is what moves us forward. But having a coach, he says, do this, don't do this, don't do this, don't put this on the ad, or just say this, that's how you progress forward. But most people look at how much things cost rather than how much things are going to make them or save them in the long run. And it's a different mentality. And a lot of it has been instilled by schools and our parents and society because there's this fear of success or fear of failure. So.
Well, JT, but there, I'm seeing a million, since our relationship with you, and since we've really been getting into, by the way, you mentioned, yeah, the marketing and the business stuff for the Bianchi Law Group. But what caught my attention was one of our first coaches prior to you, but now you're our coach, was that there's no honor in not having eyeballs on your law firm. And that really resonated with me that the great work we do is limited in scope because lots of people don't get to see the great services. So we've really changed that way. But JT, there are a million coaches out there. It seems like it's a cottage industry now. And you're like the number one wealth coach in America. What is the qualitative distinction between such? How do people find the real deal like you versus what else is out there?
I mean, it's the same thing. There's a million lawyers. So there's a million of everything. There's a million of everything. It doesn't matter what industry you are. Number one, results. Results don't lie, but people who don't have any do. You guys are the best. You have also credibility of being a former prosecutor, which to me, that says to me, this is a guy who knows both sides. You're on TV a lot. And obviously you have the cases that you won that gives us. Same thing with me. I have results. I have 26,000 clients in 104 countries. I've personally been in and do business in 54. I have tons of other businesses. I've made millions in business, internet marketing, crypto, coaching, speaking, online. I mean, I've done it all. So in the end, it just all comes to the part is that there's everyone here who's listening to the show, there is competition. If there's no competition, unfortunately, you're probably not a good business. But I'd say there's nothing, you're just doing it. Coaching is done in a continuum, just like, you know, everyone hates lawyers until they need them. And you're only as good as your lawyer. You're only as good as your coach. You're only as good as your doctor. So I think that's kind of like the point. And you never stop and you never stop building the relationship. And you're always thankful for the people that get you in the life. And you never forget where you come from. Because if you forget the people that help you get to where you are, then when you go on the way down, eventually there is always a curve. They won't be there for you. And so a lot of people don't show respect and loyalty and gratitude and they just think it's expected. So I appreciate what you guys did for me. In fact, I will never forget for the rest of my life what you did for me. And I will always be there for you like you were there for me. Because to me, loyalty 24/7, 365.
Yeah, amazing. All right, JT Fox, we really appreciate it. JT, I know that your schedule is uber.
Yeah, I got to go. I'm 5 minutes late for my meeting. You guys are killing me.
Yeah.
But I love you guys.
JT, all right. So that's WMTR's Nothing But the Truth, Saturdays at 10:30. And we really appreciate JT. Look, so quick, Dave, he had to go. I want to bounce off a couple of ideas, though. Look, I've said this before. When we were getting into the business coaching thing, I wasn't really sure about it. And there's a lot of people out there. But JT makes a good point, and it's analogous to lawyers too. I mean, you got to do your due diligence and find the people who have been successful. The people that billionaires consult with him, millionaires consult with him at the mega success, the people he had. That's why I was shocked, like on the stage. He's like, what are you talking about? You guys deserve to be up here just as much as anybody else. And I don't disagree with that, right? But we're not like well-known celebrities like they have in these things, like Sylvester Stallone and gosh, here was some of the Al Pacino and Jewel and the various people that he's had up there, including the billionaires that he's had up there. But he's really, in essence, the same thing, Dave, that we hear with all these guests. It's about mindset. So the bottom line here is that with anything, whether it's the law or business coach, you need to go to people that have an objective outside view that you can trust and respect and kind of follow their guidance. Something that I thought, Dave, I love this line. He uses it. We've said it in different ways. A person's either I'm going to get it down here, Mike. Fear, fire, or permafrost.
Yeah. Right? First time I've heard that. And I wrote the same thing down. This permafrost, right? And we've talked about this too. Resilience is being resilient through tough times. And sometimes if you can't be resilient or address the underlying issues, you may end up being permafrost.
Yeah.
Right, something that's underlying that really is a deep down an issue. But I love that point. You and I both wrote down the same exact thing. Thank you, JT.
Yeah, well, you know, there's one other thing, Dave. How does that segue into the great model that got us involved with Brené Brown? Right.
Sure.
So the man in the arena, the poem written by Teddy Roosevelt, unfortunately, is gender specific. But let's go beyond that. The point Brené Brown used that. Talking about the people that are in the theater watching it, that are in the arena, the cheap seats, and the gladiators or the fighters that are really fighting the fight with the dirt, to use Roosevelt's analogy here. And we talked about that in the prosecutor's office. We had that hung up there. And that was my way of trying to say to people that this was, if I don't mind fear. You remember, you are going to have fear when you're in that battle. If you don't have fear, then you are either a liar or you're a maniac, okay? It is not a comfortable place to be. But what I wanted was fire, because I'm kind of using his analogy here. I want you to go in and fight the fight. I don't care if you lose, so long as you were prepared and you did your best. But don't be the people, I look at the people in the seats, the permafrost, who they're neither hot nor cold, or in this particular situation, they're stuck in a place. And to use JT's, which I thought was amazing, other analogies about life, all they want to do is sit there and watch people get defeated.
Yeah, man in the arena. It's applicable to trial lawyers. It really can convert into most industries and businesses. And it's also about pressure. Pressure is privilege. Another thing that we talk about, because look, if you're in the arena, there's going to be pressure. There's going to be the fear of losing in whatever you do. But guess what? If your fear of losing takes you away from an opportunity, you're going to miss it. There's going to be so many opportunities that you miss because of fear of losing. So if you get into this mindset, and it's a pivot, it's pressure is privilege. Understanding that the situation you're in may have pressure, but if you're not in it, you may lose opportunity and goodness on the other side. And that's something from Brené Brown as well.
Yeah, but you know what that equates when you don't have the fire? And look, I get it. I understand fear. We've all been there where we've been fearful. Like when I tried the case as the prosecutor, which everybody told me not to do, there was a fear factor involved in that, because first you have everybody telling you shouldn't do it. It's political suicide. What if you lose? You're the head guy. And everybody was chirping in my ear about why not? Why no other county prosecutor's done it. It hasn't been done in 40 or 50 years. And the more they were saying that, to be honest with you, was the more it was pushing me towards doing it. And here's the thing about what happens, to your point, when you don't do something out of fear. And in my lexicon, in my wordology, in my life, the way I look back is you look back on your life and you have one word that I never want to live to the best extent I can. And that word is regret.
Yeah.
And I don't want to sit there and say, I wish, I wonder if I could have. So it gets to the other point that JT brings up that I think is really important that we try to emphasize. And so far, every guest has talked about it. It's the victim mentality.
Yeah.
And it is so easy to fall into. I mean, I've had unfair things happen to me. It is you are going to have unfair things happen. Your positions, the higher you go or the more successful you are, like JT said, you got the 25%, the 25%, the 25%, 25%. There's going to be people rooting for you to lose, and it can be very unnerving. And when you do lose, they love it and they relish in it, but you got to step aside from that mentality. And here's what always bothered me when I was I've been a boss of many things in my life. I don't care about your loss. I don't care about your failure. I don't care if you didn't win. What I don't want to hear is the excuses. It's not fair. Why me? How come I'm being treated, wrongly? And I used to watch so many skilled people that had such growth potential go down that rabbit hole and just implode because they just couldn't accept it. Even if it is unfair, it very well may have been. Accept it and move on, Dave.
Yeah, sure. Important to be resilient and get past that. I mean, look, it's about owning things. And as individuals, we have to own our situations. It may be someone else that made a mistake, but did you delegate it properly? Did you make the delegation clear so that there were clear instructions? And oftentimes, I mean, and I do this myself, it's not about blame. It's about owning it, owning the mistake, learning from the mistake, getting past it, and then moving on in a positive way. And that's mindset.
Yeah. And I, as a leader of an organization, which is something I think, again, is of recent, I mean, it's always been around. I get it. But it's been so amplified today is I own it.
Yeah,
I mean, there were many things when I was the county prosecutor that we had procedures and policies and standards, and sometimes people made mistakes. But when somebody would come in to complain about a mistake that was made, I didn't sit there and say, well, that was my assistant prosecutor's fault or whatever. I apologized for it to me. That's why we never had any lawsuits. We didn't have grievances. We didn't have a problem. There were times I bring the person in and say, look, we made a mistake. Here's where we made the mistake. I own it, and I'm going to do what I can to rectify it. And you'd be shocked at how the anger melts away from people. Because you're only just being honest with them and honest with yourself.
Yeah, sure. Look, we went long today, no doubt. Oh, this is going to be some bonus material. This is going to be bonus material. We got the video running. It's not just about a radio show anymore. We got the radio show, the podcast. We got the web series, right? And the website is nothingbutthetruthpodcast.com. That's where you could subscribe to the podcast on iTunes and in Spotify. And then also the videos there for all of our guests, including JT Fox, KDK, Bruce Buffer, and it goes on and on because we have a lot of good guests coming. And I'm very, very excited to be here with you, Bob. Great job today. And I hope everyone took away some great things from JT Fox.
Okay, so that's WMTR Radio's Nothing But the Truth every Saturday at 10:30. Wow, awesome guest 2022. We are really looking forward. Many safe and happy New Year and blessings to you all. We'll be back next Saturday at 10:30.
The Bianchi Law Group, a team of former prosecutors and certified criminal trial attorneys.
But here's the thing. He put himself in a box when he said my client's
relied on
dead.
By CNN, Fox News, MSNBC, Law and Crime, and news leaders across the country for our criminal defense expertise.
In a search warrant, you have to have probable cause that a crime's been committed and there's evidence in a particular place.
When you need a law firm with courage, compassion, and the commitment to fight for you, call the Bianchi Law Group today.